All right, as previously stated, we are so happy to have Brother Sid and Sister Jessica Murish, who are going to be sharing some things with us tonight. First, a few things I want to say about them. This family is a wonderful family. They have opened up their home to us in recent times. Anytime there's a fellowship or a gathering, they are always opening up their home, they're opening up their hearts. They just have that type of a spirit, great people, and they're reaching out to our new folks as well. Brother Chris, who was on the conference call last week, he was gave a testimony. He mentioned how that Brother Sid and Sister Jessica and others have been opening up to him and opening up their homes and inviting them over, making them feel like part of the family. Thank you so much for that, Brother Sid and Sister Jessica. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over now, I believe, to Sister Jessica, who's going to begin. Sister Jessica.
Praise the Lord, church. I just want to say I love you all and I appreciate you all. I just had a thought that it's been on me for the last couple of weeks, and that's about the moves of God at church recently. Has been such a move of the Holy Ghost that it's so hard for me to place my finger on it, but it's exciting, it's deep, it's calling people, and it's different, and I'm really enjoying it. And I started thinking about the Pool of Bethesda in the Bible, in John, and I'm going to read a little bit of a scripture about that. And it's in John chapter 5, and it says, at the feast of the Jews, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And there lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And impotent, I just want to emphasize what important folk. It's impotent folk. Impotent means unable to take effective action, helpless, or powerless. And then actually moving to it really.
Hello, Sister Jessica, are you there? Hello?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Yes.
Okay.
Go right.
Apparently I was having some mic trouble. So, the word impotent really stuck with me. And so the next verse goes on to say that, for an angel went down at a certain season. And that also stuck out to me. It wasn't a certain time of day. It was a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever went then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And that was interesting to me to just slow down, reread these scriptures, and realize, hey, these people were waiting. They were waiting for, you know, who knows how long, for that season to come when the water was troubled. And there was a certain man that was there which had an infirmity of 38 years, and that's a very long time. I started to think, you know, of someone having, you know, an illness or blindness or whatever this, you know, individual's case was. The Bible's not very clear of what it was, but he had it for 38 years, and I started thinking, well, shucks, I'm 38 years old. That would be, you know, from the time I was born till now, you know, dealing with an infirmity like he did. And it says when Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. And he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And I just want to say, I started thinking of the Pool of Bethesda because in our church, at True Church, there is definitely a move of God that's been taking place the past month or two, and been out in the parking lot, and it's been intriguing to me. It's very deep. People are coming to receiving the Holy Ghost. They're being
Sister Jessica, it looks like we're having the same problem with the mic. Hello, hello. Hello. That's easier. Hello, Brother Sid. Are you there, Brother Sid? Yeah, I'm wondering if you might want to try using Brother Sid's phone, and maybe that would... You might want to
yes,
try
that's
that.
What we're going to do, brother. I'm going to give the phone to Jessica.
Great. And Sister Jessica, while you're doing that, I want you to know that what you're talking about, Sister Jessica, is powerful. We can feel the anointing, a clear message that you're giving right now, and we're in line with everything you're saying. This is exactly where we're at in the church right now. So I just want to say that while you're transferring, Sister Jessica.
Okay, thank you, Brother Vic. I am so sorry about this.
No worries. We'll be
okay. So in light of everything that's happening, how God is moving in our church, you know, new ones are coming in from off the streets. They're hearing the services. They're being drawn. Like I said, backsliders are coming. They're feeling God again. They're getting a renewing in their lives. New ones that have already received the Holy Ghost, newcomers, they're being established. And it's a really exciting time, and it's a different kind of moving. And I started reading about the Pool of Bethesda, and I just started correlating that to, you know, it's a season at Truth Church, and the waters are troubled, and it's a great season. I want it to last forever. I don't want to come out of this season. But at the same time, these wonderful things are happening, and it's great, you know, jump in, get involved, do what you need to do to start connecting to what God's doing in the spirit realm. But I also want to say with revival and with, you know, when God moves on the scene like he has been, a grand time for the enemy to come in and try to cause distractions. You know, offenses can take place very easily, and it's a lot of it is the device of the enemy, and we have to be aware of the device of his devices. And if I just want to encourage everyone, and myself being number one, I've had to do this through the years, and that's if, you know, if you've offended someone, a brother, a sister, go to them and make it right. Humble yourself. It doesn't matter who's right or wrong, you know, just make it right and give the devil a black eye. You know, don't let him take what God is doing in our church. Don't let the devil, the enemy, come in and just steal or try to break apart what's going on, because there's definitely something very special going on. And that's just been on my heart, and I'm loving what I'm feeling in the services, loving what God is doing. I'm so happy for all our new ones, and I'm happy for the backsliders that are, you know, coming home. And I just want to say that to the church, just, you know, beware that the enemy would love to stick his foot in and stop a move of God. And, you know, we just need to humble ourselves, recognize it for what it is, and do what we need to do to, you know, fix the issue quickly and move on. And, yeah, I'm so thrilled with everything. And I do want to say that when you do dig in and you do roll up your sleeves, and you start getting closer to God in prayer, you start helping out, you start, you know, just selling out to God, you know, be prepared, because the, you know, it, the gates of hell will open a floodgate against you. But you know what? We have the Lord. We have the power of God. And there will be a standard that he will lift up. And that's really all that I have. I'm just so excited for everything that's going on. So excited for the moves of God that we are able to witness and experience this past month or so, 2 months. And that's pretty much all that I have, Brother Vic.
And what you gave us tonight, Sister Jessica, was tremendous. We felt your burden. We felt your desire and the anointing that rode upon your voice tonight. And what a message. Many great things that we heard. Now, with that said, Brother Sid, are you ready to go?
Brother Vic.
Yes, sir. Is it going to be in Spanish or English tonight, Brother Sid?
No, it's going to be in English today.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. No worries. Go right ahead, sir.
Well, praise the Lord, Church. Thank you for having Jessica and I on tonight. We love each and every one of you. I want to give honor to Pastor and Sister Clark, to my family, Jessica and Jessny. I love them very much. And to the church family, I love all of you. And, yeah, you guys are, the church is amazing. I'm really happy that I'm a part of it. So what I wanted to talk about is kind of a testimony-ish and then kind of where I'm at now. But when I first came to the church, there were some things that were real easy and there were some things that were really hard. And one of the things that I struggled with is when I first came, I struggled to find people to connect with. When I first came in, you know, it was about 10 years ago, but obviously things have changed a little bit. But when I came, it was hard. It was hard to talk to people. People were always friendly, but it was hard to engage with people. You know, coming from the world, I wanted to be around the church people. I wanted to fellowship with them. I wanted to, you know, just whatever, do things with them, whatever it may be. And it was a little hard at first because I couldn't find it. And to be honest, I didn't really have many people come to me. Yes, people would say hi or whatever, but I just never had that fellowship with anybody. And it was hard because, you know, I'm trying to get out of the world, trying to get away from the world, and I got into a place where I kind of felt in the middle. Not in the world, but as far as the fellowship in the church, it wasn't there. But, you know, through all, you should seek out church. Not so much for the fellowship, but what God can do for you and for your salvation. But as time went on, you know, I started, you know, brothers would start coming to me, and there's a few of them that I do want to mention, Brother Tony, Brother Sean, Brother Sprinkle, Brother Alvin, Brother Brendan, and Brother Vic. You guys are all, you guys were all important to me, especially coming in. I looked up to you guys, and not only that, but I got the fellowship. I started getting the fellowship that I needed. It took a while, but it really helps. And getting that fellowship, you feel like you're a part of something. You feel like you belong. And when you belong, you know, you just want to do more for the church. You just want to do so much more. And not only that, but you can be an encouragement to someone. And Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. You know, I believe that if you can help someone in church, just say hi to them, talk to them. You don't know what kind of influence you're going to have on someone. And I know that I needed that. I know that I, you know, coming from the world, I needed someone. And I got lucky because I had Brother Tony and Brother Sean, two great men of the church to help me get there. And I understand that they're younger than me, but it doesn't matter where it comes from. It does not matter. You know, if they're spiritual and they're doing right and they have a good spirit about them, it really helps. And we should all try to look out for one another. We need to be there for each other, especially the new people coming in. You know, be there for them, talk to them, let them know you love them, and only that, fellowship with them. Fellowship is huge. I hope people understand that. At least the way I see it is that fellowship's a huge thing to get people in. I really believe it. I believe if I didn't have the fellowship I did, I mean, I don't know where I'd be. Luckily I have the wife that I do, and that she was helped me through a lot of things. But fellowship's very important, and I'm glad that I have that. I'm happy that I have that. And I believe that our church is close, and we strive for that. I believe the church is striving for that. And it's something that we need to do. You never know how you can affect someone. And I appreciate all of you. I love you guys. You guys are, the church is amazing to me. I've never been more happy in it. And I know it's going to stay this way. I don't believe that there's going to be a falling back. I know that we go through our struggles, but I know that I'm going to continue and it's going to get better and better. Hebrews 10 and 24, and it says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." I think I understand that the way I do, but you know, just love one another, and you know that good things can come out of it. And I appreciate all of you, and I love you guys, and thank you, Brother Vic, for having us on tonight.
Brother Sid, thank you, and Sister Jessica. All I can say is, wow, everybody! You can hear the heart, the desire in Sister Jessica and Brother Sid. The genuine love, the appreciation that they feel. Boy, I'm just feeling the overflow here, Brother Sid and Sister Jessica. I just want to read a few quotes and excerpts that I wrote down here from Sister Jessica when she wrote, let's see what it was. We felt the anointing, what it was. The season for revival. There's so many notes I wrote here. I'm sorry, everybody. She mentioned something about the season for revival. And when she said that, boy, that just hit pay dirt. Yes, Sister Jessica, you are right. We're in the season for revival, and it is in that season where the enemy is going to come in and meddle and begin to try to create offenses and problems. Don't let the enemy get in the way. Excellent thought and message there, Sister Jessica. And then Brother Sid, some things that he mentioned. He had trouble connecting with people when he first came in. You know, church, a lot of the times we don't think about these things. We just think, oh, we're just having church, we're rolling on, and we do what we do. But it's when the newer folks come in that we need to be so conscious and aware to make sure that we reach out, make that effort to connect with people. He mentioned how that some of the younger guys, I believe it was Tony and Sean and others, that connected with Sid. And Sid made a comment, they're younger than me, and that's okay. That's great. That's the attitude that we all need to have. It doesn't matter the age, as long as we connect with people. He mentioned that fellowship was a huge thing. And of course, we understand the importance of fellowship. And of course, now Sid is taking that upon himself, him and Jessica, to make sure that they can welcome our new ones into their home. And then one last comment that Brother Sid gave, so considerate, very sweet, and it was a wonderful comment he made. "Luckily, I have the wife that I do," referring to Sister Jessica. Wow, Sister Jessica, you're lucky you got a good man. Brother Sid, you're lucky you have a great woman, both of you.
I do.
Yes, you do. Both of you do. You know what, church? I'm feeling so good about this. Why don't we just thank God right now for this great thought that we felt, the spirit that it came across with, the anointing. Boy, I'm feeling it right now. Let's pray together right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Brother Sid, Sister Jessica, for their humility, their sincerity. They now in turn want to help somebody else. Lord, help us all to get that spirit, to get that mind, that heart for souls. Because yes, we're in the season of revival, in the season for revival. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Well, church, with that said, we want to remind everyone to join us on this same conference call tomorrow morning. We will be hearing from Reverend Jason Hood. It will be a recorded message that Brother Jacob Roseberry has helped us. He's worked so diligently to do that. And we'll see everyone back on this line tomorrow morning. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.